Hi, everyone. It's been a long time coming. I remember my friend asking me some few weeks back, when am I gonna publish my next podcast and all? And I've been putting it back for a long time now. I don't know why. I recorded one sometime last 2 weeks where I fucked up something, and I was going to just talk about my fuck up. And yeah, I did record it, but I stopped and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to publish this until I actually fix the fuck up. Yeah, I was able to fix the fuck up, and there was no I'm just happy I was able to fix it anyway. Yeah, I'm just happy I fixed it today. So yeah, I'm recording this because I probably fixed the fuck up, or the thing that would have repeated in the long run. Yeah, you got me right. So yeah, what was I gonna talk about? Right, the biggest fear that I currently have in my life. I was speaking with someone, and like, there was like a whole lot of conversation about this with that person, and it just really like dawned on me the exact thing that I'm actually scared of. I mean, like, everyone is scared of being poor, not having money and whatnot. Like, yeah, I don't enjoy being broke. I've been broke. I've had little money, and yeah, I don't ever want to be broke. I don't know about people, but like, yeah, I want to be able to afford the basic things. I want to be able to afford the luxury things. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to enjoy life. Yeah, that is like the fundamental part, like, of like what people fear. Yeah, I fear that too. Like, I don't ever want to be broke at all. Yeah, so aside from that, like, one of my biggest fear, well, before I go to that, right, I was listening to a show, and something strikes me from what the guest of that show was being or said. Like, she was being asked a particular question, and like, it just really struck me, because like, I would never have thought about that answer or that response. I would never have thought about like or view things from a perspective, and it's just so super crazy. Now, what is the question? Question is, if you have 50 days to live on earth, what thing would you do differently? Yeah, I'm like just throwing this question out at anyone that cares to listen, or anyone that is currently listening. Like, if you have just 50 days to live, what would you do differently? Now, what struck me about her response was that before she responded, I'd already like listed out like a lot of bucket lists that I have, and the things that I would do, and the things that I would not do, and like the places I want to travel to and whatnot. Like, I'd already listed it mentally, and like, I've always had that list to, like, you know, bucket list, everyone has it, or not everyone but we're like, her response was that she would not do anything differently. And I'm just like, how can someone be so contented with life, the way she lives, that she would not do anything differently, even if she's healthy up until like a deathbed, and she knows, oh, she's going to die in XYZ day, and like, she's saying she would not do anything differently. I mean, I want to travel, I want to like do this, I want to do that, and she's saying she wasn't going to do anything differently. The host was also like quite surprised, and like, he asked her what she currently does, and she like, oh yeah, I'm a therapist, psychologist, I think. I currently work 6 hours a day or 7 hours, I don't really recall her exact words, but she like, oh, she's contented with her work hours. She has a son that she enjoys his company, and like, they have to play like a video game every weekend, which she definitely enjoys. They go out to have fun. She goes to see the movies at the cinema. She watches basketball with her son, which she totally enjoys. Like, she was just super contented with what her life looks like, and she said, oh yeah, this is what I always envisage my life to look like, and like, I'm living in that moment, and I don't think there's any need to want to like explore anything, because I've traveled, I'm traveling, I go on holidays. Like the satisfaction that she gets from all of that is like she's just okay with it, and like she creates time for all of these things. Guys, the word actually got to me. Like our explanation of things actually got to me. Like, how can someone be this contented? And like, I think like it's quite different from settling, because I started like questioning my life, and I'm like, I'm not contented at this point in life, and I'm not going to settle at this point in life. I'm going to like strive to get to that point where I have to say, oh, if I have 30 days to live, I would not change anything. Like, I'm actually like, I want to actually be there. And one of the things I fear again is that like just living my life continuously, wanting to be somewhere else, continuously wanting to be someone else, continuously wanting to be like in a different space and not enjoying where I am. I think like that's a big fear, and I don't currently know how I'm going to navigate life without, you know, settling and without having to complain. Now the problem is like there's like a thin line between actually complaining and like aiming for something else. Like, you know, yeah, you're complaining and you're still working to like get somewhere else, like continuously, but like I don't know, it's confusing at this point. Well, I don't figure it out. I mean, I always figure out things. I've always figured out things, and yeah, I will. So like that brings me back to the main like reason for this podcast. What is the thing, or what is that thing that I fear the most in life? Now, I mean, like I fear all of that, but like the things I fear the most, or the thing that I fear the most, right? Yeah, so this year I'm 29, right? Like I literally caught myself casually doing the things I did when I was 25, when I was 24, when I was 23. So the thing I fear the most is being stuck to who I was at 25. Does that make sense? Like the world, as we know, is like always evolving and all. And like the things that are like socially acceptable in 2020 are no longer socially acceptable now. Now, like the way the world works, or the way things work around us, like changes every now and then. We don't know who creates the standards. The world creates the standard, but like standards repeatedly change. People repeatedly transform. New opinions are generated every time. New ideas, new perspectives towards things are like constantly coming up, and being stuck to who we were or who I was, because I'm personalizing this because it's my fear. Now, being stuck to who I was 2020, being stuck to who I was 2010, could literally affect everything I do now. Does that make sense? Yeah, that is something that I fear the most. I literally was sitting down a couple of weeks ago, like just over time, I kept thinking, someone says something and I'm like, wow, is this a bold new perspective towards this? I don't know. I mean, are these things not generally acceptable or accepted? Wow, is this the way like we're supposed to resolve this? Interesting. Oh my god, I don't know. Like I'm the funny thing is that like I'm surrounded by a lot of Gen Z's, and of course I'm literally just 29 anyway, but like I'm surrounded with a lot of 25-24 year old Gen Z's, and like having that conversation with them Well, they don't know I'm not Gen Z until they see my age. Thank God for stature and African don't be thing, eh? But like here, like just surrounded with Gen Zs or by Gen Zs and like just having conversations with them and then just realizing that, oh yeah, they are like new perspective to us stuff. They're like new ways people text. They're like just generally, like sometimes I go back home and I'm thinking, wow, should things really be like this? Should someone actually think this way? I don't know if that makes sense, but like, yeah, it keeps getting to me and it sometimes gives me panic because like I don't know this stuff and I have to like just quickly go online to like, hey, what's up, what's this? And, like sometimes I ask questions too, right? But like I'm not so far of being a Gen Z, but like the level of or the way we think in 5 years ago is quite different. The way we think 4 years ago is quite different, and the perspectives are quite different. And like, it just really bothers me that I don't want to be stuck in 2 years ago, in 3 years ago, in 4 years ago, when the world is already evolving, and I'm just left like not knowing what exactly is going on or not knowing how to resolve or handle some issues. I don't know. Like, you can also like share whatever you fear or whatever your fears are on. I think like so far, like since I observed this fear or since I accepted this to be like a major fear in my life growth, I started being open to like learning, reading, watching podcasts, less time on like just watching reels that would not help me, checking on Twitter because Twitter can be like a lot more educative and like informative. Like I started like just being open to a lot of things that I would typically not be open to. I'm not the kind of person that would watch shows. I'm not the kind of person that watch podcast and all, but like recently I've already started doing all of these things because like I fear the world moving far ahead when I'm stuck in my old nigga mentality. I don't want to be that person. Yeah, so let me know what your fears are. You can like send me a DM if you don't mind. I'll be here. Yeah, that is all for the day. I'm super happy that I'm able to do this once again because like I told myself, if I don't rectify that fuck up, I'm not gonna do my next podcast. And I'm happy I was able to like, and it was fulfilling. I would have regretted if I had not tried to go back in time to fix this. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoy yourself. And I just a little advice before leaving, right? Take your time, observe what you fear the most, find a lasting solution to it. Oh, like yeah, an actual solution to it. It will help in the long way to conquer that fear. See you in my next podcast. I am doffing my cup. Bye, y'all.